This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour, and this is Bill Martinez coming at you for the next 3 hours. Great to have you along with us for the ride. A lot to talk about over the weekend, no doubt. President Trump's tweets, the NFL is absolutely going haywire, not knowing what to do about this whole situation. They thought the best response that they could come up with is to lock arms or not even come out and acknowledge the national anthem. I mean, this is one of those things that they've decided to really spark up and take to the next level. But I think the possibility here, you know, for them is that what Donald Trump has done, in a sense, is save the NFL and called this situation out. Now, unfortunately, the response is one that they thought it was about solidarity of their players. It's not about the solidarity of the players. It's the fans. It's solidarity with the fans. So what? So you got all these elite athletes being paid millions of dollars, throwing a hissy fit because people just do not want to understand their half-cocked reaction to the fans' reaction, to whatever it is that they're upset about. Now, after the fact, it seems like they're trying to formulate their narrative and say, yeah, it's about injustice. That's what it's about. It's about this social injustice. That it may be so, and I'm sure that's part of it. But yet, Colin Kaepernick, when he came out, everything was all over the place. I mean, he's representing communists and Marxism and, you know, trying to suggest that that's better than America. Are you really, really? I mean, you tell me what Marxist land or what communist land you think that your talents are going to be able to be on display, not to mention to have the opportunity, to be able to enjoy a kid's game like you do. And unfortunately, what happened is you got distracted along the way, and that's the reason why teams do not want to hire you. It's not because of your stand politically. It's just because you're distracted. It's like anything. You can, you know, look at, we all make mistakes, and you can make a mistake at any level, but there's nothing like winning again. It's kind of like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant got himself in trouble, but when they started winning, then it kind of helped absolve things. Tiger Woods, same thing. You know, many golfers have been waiting for Tiger to get back in the throw of things. I think at this point, maybe his body, his physicality is such and so compromised that, he will be history. He just has not had a chance to redeem himself. Maybe on this senior tour, maybe at some level, he might be able to do it. And this is in spite of all the good things that he's done for the youth of America. And Tiger's done a lot of great things. But what happens in athletics, and especially at this high level of sports, is there's nothing like victory. And right now, the NFL is in a lot of problems. I mean, look at Rasmussen, polling for what it's worth. 34% of America is less likely to follow the NFL because of protests. This is according to their latest polling. This happened a couple of days before Donald Trump tweeted and started this firestorm. Now, whether there will be any redemption as a result of it, because you get people that hate this president so vehemently, they're not about to consider what it is that he's putting out there and that he is even connecting with an increasing number of Americans that say, look at, you know, I just want to watch football. I just want to be able to turn the TV on, watch my favorite team, not get into all this politics. And the NFL has failed to handle this. They've done a miserable job from last year to now. And then they, I don't even know if they're wondering, if they're just trying to justify. But clearly their response on over the weekend is telling me that they still don't get it. Now, what do you say? Let me know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll say it's almost like the harder we try, the worse it gets. You know, I'm one of these ones that just believes in things that should flow, but hasn't been flowing for quite a while, no doubt about it, you know, with what's happening in our country, because for so long, people's voices were invalidated. That's what this all comes down to. You know, people are frustrated because nobody's hearing me. I don't know if you happen to catch the 60-minute, program the other last night, as a matter of fact, and Oprah Winfrey happened to do a segment. I was really surprised. Oprah, okay. And she's doing kind of a mini town hall tied in with Frank Luntz, and Frank had put together a group of subjects based on some earlier polling that he did in focus groups that he's become famous for. And he did a fair job in putting together a group that half, I guess you could say, were leaning, right-leaning, the other half were left-leaning, and, just dealing with the issues and just seeing the level of contention. That was quite enlightening if you had eyes and ears to hear, and you feel the frustration of these people, that they're just not going to, they want to talk about it, and, through the process, and I thought for the most part they were very civil. Nothing got out of hand. I mean, this wasn't like a bunch of TV pundits yelling and screaming at each other or anything like that. I think they were respectful for the most part. They wanted to be, because they themselves, in their own side, in their own version of the debate, feel like they're not able to participate. They're not being heard. And I think that even came out in a couple of suggestions, is that people are, there's a lot of talking and not a lot of listening. But this is all part of the process that America has to go through if we're truly going to be great again. We're vying for the heart and soul of this country. It's much more than just having a job and other issues of life and the cultural wars that are going on. It just has to do with some fundamentals, the fundamentals of our own civility. Even President Obama brought this up several times, but then he couldn't help himself. And this is the challenge, is that if we say, look, if we want to be civil, then let's be civil, and understanding that, hey, you know, and we might slip, you know, along the way. But if we're going to get through this thing, then at the very heart of this is that we got to say, look, at the end of the day, we want to be able to communicate. I want to be able to hear you. I want you to hear me. And let's be able to reason together. Okay. And it's very difficult in a secular society to make this happen. Empirical evidence will tell you that. I mean, because I can say that even with people of faith, which I think have a leg up in being able to reason with one another, because at the very core, there is agreement on the core essentials. But in an open society, in a secular society, you know, it's no holds barred because truth is relative. And, you know, love is, maybe some people might think about love and what it means in terms of love toward your fellow human being, that we're all, you know, going through this journey together. And that if we can come alongside one another and be that answer and support, it's a lot better. You know, but if we're contentious and we want to argue about everything and burn buildings down and, you know, talk about the injustices, it's not even talking, it's yelling. But we got to get to the point where we can have this conversation. And I believe that America is getting closer and closer to wanting to deal with the social injustices that blacks are saying, you guys aren't hearing us. And Hispanics as well, saying you're not hearing us, all right? But I believe that America is, you know, getting to that point. It's almost like, you know, I've used this analogy before. It's like somebody who's drowning. You kind of have to let them get the fight out of themselves, you know, get tired. And I think America is kind of tired and sick and tired of arguing these things. It's like, let's move on. I mean, we've been dealing with the whole civil rights issue and prejudice and everything like that. And it's like, okay, well, we can focus and keep bringing back the past and the injustice and the perception. And I'm not sure if that's just, we just have to exercise those demons out of us and just really hear it out once and for all. But even with that, we have to replace it. You know, it's kind of like the, if you remember in the Bible, when the Apostle Paul got some bad porridge, they said, well, there's poison there. There's death in the porridge. Okay, well, get me some good porridge and we'll dilute it. And that's the antidote. See, the antidote to our conversation, our culture here, is some good porridge. We need good porridge. We need some good stuff poured in here. Okay? And so that needs to be our target focus, understanding that we got to be able to, you know, talk this out and make sure that people have a sense of being heard and that we're all on the same team. You talk about being unified, you know, like the NFL. Well, let's be unified on the good things, you know. And the problem with the NFL right now is they're going to waste games. They're going to waste time getting all into all this other stuff. Then there's a distraction because all the fans care about is, hey, is my team winning? Okay. All this other stuff is noise. It's a distraction. It compromises the brand. And I think, you know, when I heard all this kick off, I said, you know, they're not even hearing what President Trump is telling them, because if they did, then they would call time out on this stuff and say, look, we better get our communications, get our act together and our thoughts as to what it is that we're presenting. What are we doing with the brand here? And even Goodell, his response was like, I mean, it was so childish. And even, you know, the thing that cracked me up, too, was with Steph Curry. Steph Curry saying, well, you know, I'm thinking maybe I don't want to go. Well, you know, the thought came to my mind is that if Steph Curry invited me over, you know, for a barbecue, and I said, well, you know, you're kind of one of those liberal California nutheads, and you kind of tied in with, you know, all the Berkeleyites and everything like that. And he said, you know, I don't like you. I'm not sure I want to go. I mean, would Steph Curry disinvite me? You better believe you would. He'd say, hey, don't even bother, Bill. You know, don't even come. You know, don't even rain on the parade here. And so all of a sudden he wants to gain some kind of higher ground. Well, look at you're complaining about going to the White House. You don't even see it and appreciate it for the value of what it represents. That there are millions of Americans that want to celebrate. And, hey, it's the way our leadership and our country can say, hey, thanks for offering some great positive things to the culture, which, you know, in spite of some of the politics in that, you know, the Golden State Warriors have offered, you know, some good things for the culture. And they've done some great things. The NFL and professional athletes, it's not like it's all bad. It's not like they all make these millions of dollars and just sit there in their cozy couches and their big screen TVs and surrounded by their all their electronics. And it's all good. And they can have as much dip as they want. You know, and it's not like as if that they don't interact with the culture. They are interacting with the culture. Is there more they can do? I don't know. That's some soul searching. That's something for them to decide. But if the focus takes away from these good things that they do and And if they don't draw a pause and say, okay, there is a time and place, there's an appropriateness to consider here and how you want to let your voice be heard. On the same token, there are some, hallowed ground areas. There's areas that people are especially sensitive about that represent the heart and soul of America. And disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the national anthem is one of those areas. So you do that at your own risk, and this is what you're getting back from we the people. We don't like it. Okay, so figure it out. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Keep talking. We're listening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, your voice must be heard. This is all part of the process. I know sometimes, you know, people say things that are a bit hurtful. Case in point, our own president. But, you know, what is the reaction? What are we reacting to if we emotionalize it and just knee-jerk respond? Or what is the truth? What is being communicated here? I think that's the challenge. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. I'm in Atlanta for the next couple of days. I'm here for a special red carpet type premiere. I know it sounds so hoi polloi, right? But there's a great movie, and I had a chance to see it last night. Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith. An incredible story. Our old buddy, seems to be an old buddy because we talked to him so many times on the air. T.C. Stallings stars in it. Kim Fields, Richard Jones. Well, I'll tell you, it is one very, very special movie. It's like I was talking with one of the gals yesterday, and she told me, she goes, Bill, you know, like sometimes, you know, you go to see a movie and you're kind of amped up with expectation. And then if it doesn't make it, like these remakes of all these like Marvel comics, you know, the people that are true to the brand and understand it are disappointed when it's not in their perception. It's not presented in the same line as what they grew up with and what they know about Marvel comics. And so they get disappointed. She says, but in this particular case, she goes, I got to tell you, it wasn't like I had high expectations. I just didn't know what to expect. But I came away and it was like better than I thought. And I thought that was a great comment, because I think that especially when it comes to Christian films, there's been a challenge, and I understand and appreciate, because I hear this all the time, you know, from Christians that go, look, we represent, you know, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you would think that the quality of entertainment, whether it's movies and music, I mean, music, gosh, we've come a long way in the quality of music and the talent and the way it's presented. Even movies the same, Kendrick Brothers and others that have really raised the level. But this is a great story, and Atlanta's very appropriate that I'm here, because a lot of the filming of A Question of Faith was done here in Atlanta, and my understanding is as well. And this is one of those things I'm kind of dealing with personally. I'll tell you, I know this is the first, I guess, Black American who has directed it, and I can't wait for the day that it isn't about being a Black American. This is a talented woman who is directed. And when you see this movie, you're going to see, I mean, she has the goods. Forget about whether or not she's Black or American or whatever. I mean, she is a very gifted, gifted woman that has done an outstanding job with this movie. But sometimes, you know, we just want to, because I think that every time when we define things, you know, well, you're the first Hispanic to be on radio and whatever, or, you know, you're the first Black American, you know, those are kind of divisive terms. It divides us. Yes, I think culturally, I know that when I first got into radio, people were really happy to hear of a Hispanic on a major market radio station in Los Angeles. And so they were encouraged by that. And I understood that. But we need to get beyond that deal where we're identified by a race. I mean, it's part of who I am, but I am an American. And I did serve in the Marine Corps. I do want the best, and I want the best for everyone, their dreams to be realized. But anyway, just a side note in that deal. But she has she's done an outstanding job in directing A Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith. You're going to love this. You're going to love this movie, and it opens up, you know, this Thursday. Like I said, it sounds so special, you know, because I'm here for this red carpet. I mean, what an honor to be invited for this red carpet premiere. Looking forward to, saying hey to TC again, and, you know, meeting with Kim. And I think Richard Jones is going to be here. A lot of the cast is here as well. And so we're looking forward to that here on the red carpet, the premiere that will be taking place tonight. But you get a chance to see the movie, and by all means, I'd get your tickets and bring your friends. This is very, very touching. Yes, it deals with race. It deals with texting and driving, deals with anger, unforgiveness. And the way in which they do this, you're going to be greatly blessed. Just to finalize one thing in regard to the NFL here, I received a note this morning that there's a spokesperson for the Stand United petition calling on the NFL to require all players to respectfully stand during the national anthem. This is one of those cases, again, where you cannot compel people to do the right thing. I mean, as it is, I've had a hard time, frankly, for a number of years, whether it's hockey players or NFL or baseball teams. It's almost like I want to say, look, don't even play the national anthem, because half you guys move around, you're scooting around, you're not, really not honoring the flag, in a respectful manner. Now, I'm speaking this way as a former Marine, as somebody who has defended that flag. So the flag means a lot more to me than it would possibly someone else who has not served the country. Okay? And especially for those surviving vets who have been on the front lines and have dodged bullets, or maybe even, have a Purple Heart, have sustained injuries, boy, that flag is really, you're on hallowed ground with the flag. And this is what the NFL, and this is what some of the other people are not understanding about how it affects the very soul and essence of what America is all about, and what many of us want to hold to. Now, I understand there's a secular movement that says, well, America's not as great and there's all that. Okay, well, that's your privilege. And if you want to say that, even look at our First Amendment right, affords you that opportunity. But isn't that wonderful that, we live in a country that affords us that right and opportunity? But with every right comes respect, and should be some level of restraint on how that is exercised. At every level, whether we're talking about the First Amendment or Second Amendment, there needs to be that respect and restraint all pulled into it. But I'm not one to having, sign a petition to force somebody. I can't force you into heaven, and I can't force you into doing the right thing. What I can do is elevate the conversation in such a way to where we realize that, we're better off when we get along. We can have our differences, but let's major on the majors. Let's not major on the minors, and let's get this stuff exercised and out of the process. But let's remember what we are, that we are Americans, and what we want is the very best of every class of people. Because as the United States, what it represents is united. Everything we learned as kids, that we're better when we're united, not divided. That's why I've said, you've heard me many times, talk in terms of being the un-United States. Sadly, I see that's where we are today. And speaking of petitions, by the way, I would encourage you once again to go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. There's a petition there for Christian Saucier. You've heard me talk about Christian. He's been on the show. His mom's been on the show. Ron Daigle, his attorney, has been on the show to represent the case, the unfortunate case of Christian Saucier. I say it's unfortunate, it's unjust on many levels. Here he is, a Navy man. He's a petty officer, first class. He made a mistake. It was a rookie mistake in a couple years, in the Navy. And took some pictures on a submarine. I mean, we have a selfie generation. Everybody wants to take pictures of everything. You want to take a picture of where you work. And he's proud of being in the Navy. He wanted to have some pictures that he could show to his grandkids or his kids later on. And 11 years later, they find these pictures, and all hell breaks loose on him. The thing is so bad is that these kind of things, in fact, we've got some great comments. I thank you for your comments, by the way, and I want to read some later on. We're not going to have any time because we're running out of time right now to get to them, but your insight is brilliant on many cases here. But he made a rookie mistake, and there were two other Navy men that did the same thing. This is a low-level classified information breach. Okay, low-level. We're not talking Hillary Clinton. And that's the comparative. It's compared to Hillary Clinton, and on down the line where breaches have been more egregious. They've gotten away with it. For him, he served a year in prison. He's lost his car. He's on an uphill battle right now. And President Trump needs to pardon him. And that's our request.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for our favorite historian. Yes, the one, the only. Bruce Kaufman joins us now. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Hey. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Always good to have you on here. Time to talk about some important things like We the People. This past week, you were talking about the Constitution Convention in Philadelphia of 1787 and the issue of slavery and the Constitution. Let's remember history right now for a bit, can we?
Sure, absolutely. And yes, this week is the week that the Constitution was signed in 1787, which is why I wrote about it this week. I like to write about things that happen certain weeks in history. And September 17th is Constitution Day, when the founders signed the Constitution. So, yeah, I try to write about that every year on the week of September 17th. And this year I wrote about not the finest hour for the founders at the Constitutional Convention, because one of the compromises they made, and this was right at the beginning of the convention, was that the slavery would be protected in the Constitution. The southern states, we're talking South Carolina, Georgia, and so on, made it very clear to the northern states, the delegates anyway, that if slavery was not protected in the Constitution, then they would not be a part of this new Constitution, and therefore not a part of this new nation that the founders were trying to recreate with a new Constitution. So the Northerners decided, okay, we would rather keep the Union intact and we'll have to put up with slavery. And so they did. And there were several compromises, and this is what I wrote about, with respect to slavery. The first one being, how would slaves count in the Constitution? In other words, how would they be treated?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, well, there were several issues, but one of which was the slave trade. And so the first compromise they basically came up with was, and again, every compromise, in my opinion, that occurred over slavery at the Constitutional Convention favored the southern states over the northern states.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was, we are going to extend the slave trade. In other words, Congress cannot interfere with the slave trade, cannot ban the southern states from importing slaves until the year 1808. And they continued it. They added an extra 20 years that the southern states could import slavery protected in the Constitution. And this was a huge victory for the slave states because it meant, you know, that they could perpetuate slavery, which was the underpinnings of their economy.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it meant, okay, it also affected the second compromise, which was called the Three-Fifths Compromise, which is to say that the southern states wanted slaves to count as whole people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the House of Representatives, you sent members to the House of Representatives based on the state population.
Exactly.
So the Southerners wanted slaves to count as human beings so that their population would increase and they would be sending more people to Congress, meaning they would have more power in Congress. The Northerners, of course, thought this was a terrible idea, and so they came up with this compromise called the Three-Fifths Compromise, in which slaves would count as three-fifths of a white person in the Constitution in terms of representation, in terms of population.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant, of course, that the southern states were going to be importing a whole lot more slaves for the next 20 years so that they had to have more power in Congress. So those are two of the compromises, both of which favored the southern states that I wrote about in my column this week.
And, you know, what you bring here to bear, Bruce, is the remembrance and maybe some of that pain that carries forward to this day that, you know, blacks were considered as less than in our early history. But to put it in perspective, this was all driven by commerce and by by the economy and the future of what the southern states believed in. They saw that slavery was what it was, you know, that's what they needed.
Yep.
And they needed to protect that part of their enterprise, didn't they?
They absolutely did. And here's the third compromise bill, which was actually the worst one of all, which was the Fugitive Slave Act, okay, which said that, and this is another compromise that totally favored the southern states,
mm-hmm.
which forced the northern states, okay, to return runaway slaves. So if a slave tried to run away from its southern owner and head north for freedom, because the north was mostly free, the northern states had to return those slaves to the southerners. And the reason this was one of the worst of the compromises is because the other two compromises that we just talked about, the northern states passively had to accept the reality of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
In this compromise, they had to be a part of the institution of slavery. They had to return slaves. They were implicit in slavery because they had to return those slaves to their owners. So those are the three main compromises, that all of which favored the southern states. And yes, again, the southern economy totally depended on slavery. And so that is one of the reasons why the southern states said at the beginning of the convention, if we don't protect slavery in the Constitution, we're not going to be a part of this union.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have the omission of the word slave that was, part and parcel to this whole agreement as well. So we could not call it for what it was, for the sake of, you might say, some early political correctness.
Yes, and also, yes, absolutely. That is, and also because they were embarrassed. Okay, even the Southerners must have understood that there is something wrong, that this was going to be a black mark on our history. So, yes, they euphemistically called slaves persons, other persons in the Constitution. In other words, what they did was, at the Constitutional Convention, they refused to include the word slavery, but they did include the institution of slavery. But, yes, as one of the delegates said, okay, we have not included the word slavery in the Constitution because it's an institution of which we are ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
They openly admitted they were ashamed of it, but the economic reality was that it had to be perpetuated.
Well, with a lot of things these days in the 21st century America, you know, being disowned, you know, this is part and parcel of our history. This was America in the early years, and we've come a long way since September the 17th, 1787, and this is what history reminds us of. But we run the risk if we, if some would say, let's just edit the entire thing out of our history because it reminds us of a time when we were less than.
Yes, and that's, and then now we're getting back to, again, one of the more controversial but issues of today, which is tearing down all the statues of our Civil War the Confederate officers. And again, as you and I discussed, okay, we have bad history, we have good history, but we should the way we should not eliminate the history, because we need to remember the bad history so that we don't duplicate it. We don't repeat it. That's the whole point of history.
Well, this gives us incredible context, and this is part of the challenge that we've had, Bruce, as you know, when we bifurcate, you know, convenient segments of our history to support a particular agenda, we do this at a dire risk because we forget, you know, the important things, that there were people who stood for the right things. The fact that, you know, people were, you know, they had concern over this, the fact that they were ashamed demonstrates that, you know, there was some wholeheartedness here. You know, go ahead.
No, no, you're absolutely right. They understood it. One of the mistakes they made, though, Bill, is that they assumed, I mean, the Northerners made the deal with the Southerners because they thought, okay, you know, we can't withstand, the Union can't withstand, we need the Union over slavery now, so we're going to have to accept slavery. They also thought that at some point the Union would be strong enough that they would be able to get rid of slavery. And they thought it would be a lot sooner than 1861 to 1865, and they didn't know a civil war was going to take it. They did not understand how economically dependent the South would continue to be on the institution of slavery. That they underestimated.
Well, once again, proving if government takes a problem and kicks it down the road, eventually, as they say, you run out of road and you find yourself in a civil war, right?
A very good way of putting it, Bill.
Without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman is our guest. We've got more from Bruce on the other side of the break. As we just looked at, you know, I think still one of the most brilliant documents that man has ever come up with, the U.S. Constitution, the good, the bad, and unfortunately some of the ugly. But it represents who we are as we the people. This is Bill Martinez. More from Bruce after this. If you've gone through a crisis of faith, then you need to see this new movie, A Question of Faith. It's a story of three families dealing with tragedy as their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy as the challenges of their faith resurrects their belief. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith, Divided by Loss, United by Faith, in theaters starting this Friday.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Back with America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, you know, three times a week, you connect with our listeners and your subscriber base. If people want to be in the flow of the know and be reminded of these brilliant historical tidbits that you share with us on a weekly basis, how can they engage?
Bill, they can go on my website. The website is www.historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, History Lessons. Right on the home page on the right side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Type in your first name, last name, email address, and then pick of the three offerings that I send out each week. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week and an email. On Wednesday, I send out my syndicated newspaper column on history. On Friday, I send out my column called Thinking Out Loud, which deals with some of the public policy issues you and I talk about. Mm-hmm. And then hit send, and you can pick one or two or all three, and hit send. And on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be sending you my three offerings.
Well, it's just that simple, and you want all three, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, it's just that easy and very enjoyable, and you get to have Bruce, you know, at your convenience on a weekly basis. And, of course, we always appreciate when Bruce comes on the show here on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce, Donald Trump goes to the United Nations and casts a vision that, of course, the Democrats, those on the left, in their echo chamber, including Hillary Clinton, of course, no surprise, said it was a rather dark message. But I thought it was a rather specific message, and one that should be of encouragement. People who count these things say that he mentioned sovereignty some 20 plus times, and I think it was an important word to be heard there in the United Nations. And I heard it that he wasn't challenging their sovereignty as much as he was encouraging their sovereignty. What did you hear?
That's exactly what I heard, Bill. And also, I think what I also heard was a message to the United Nations that, guys, we can't go on in the United Nations as before. The United Nations, in my opinion, has always been an extremely dysfunctional organization. The United States pays anywhere from 60% to 70% of the dues. We pay more dues than probably half of the other members in the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And yet, if you look at the United Nations. If you look at what they've done, they were supposed to, okay, they were formed to prevent future wars.
Exactly.
When was the last time the United Nations prevented a future war?
No.
I can't think of any. The only time that there's been a war the United Nations actually was a part of, it was the Korean War, and the only people who actually fought in that war were Americans, and it was American soldiers, and the war was paid for by American taxpayers. I've never thought of them as a very functional organization, and what President Trump was saying was that, you know, this can't continue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at, okay, who is on the, I mean, the some of the countries that are on, say, the UN Council for Human Rights include China, yeah. Cuba, yeah. Some of the Middle Eastern countries such as the UAE. These people have no concept of human rights, and yet they're on the Human Rights Council.
And they have equal voice and standing with the United States. And this is all part of the challenge. And I think that what Donald Trump cast out there was an opportunity to reframe the vision of the United Nations, maybe even remind the nations that were there to understand what was the reason for their being. I mean, you know, here they are. They've, for example, I mean, the big critical issue is not climate change, but North Korea and Iran, and let's deal with these these very pernicious players and the risk that they run, particularly Rocket Man, as Donald Trump affectionately refers to Kim Jong-un, is that what he's putting at risk here. He's putting the entire planet at risk with with his threats and firing missiles over Japan. I mean, the United Nations, if it's there to avoid war, needs to do something beyond just resolutions. Otherwise, it's Iraq one more time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And there's one of the problems, Bill, which you just put your finger on, which is that the United Nations is somewhat dysfunctional because of the way it was originally set up. Okay, you have the General Assembly, in which everybody has an equal vote.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Security Council, in which the five members of the UN Security Council can each veto any resolution that the other five members put together. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to put a resolution with any teeth in it to shut down North Korea, to get UN cooperation to do so, China can veto it.
Exactly.
And that's one of the problems with the United Nations, and I think President Trump was trying to point this out, is that from a total functional standpoint, it has been set up badly, and that has to change.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it starts with their responsibility to, if they themselves see any value in it, then they need to step up and help carry the day. It cannot be on the taxpayers of the United States. And I heard the cries from Main Street America going, hear, hear, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, it's the U.S. taxpayer that is funding the lion's share of what the United Nations does. And the U.S. taxpayer is not only saying, God, I'm spending a lot of money on the U.N., but I don't think they're doing a very good job.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they're carrying out the functions that they were originally set up to carry out. They're not.
Well, Bruce, as you and I talked about, this is the benefit of having a true CEO, a businessman in the White House. With all his foibles and human inadequacies, there are, you know, some gifts and talents that he brings to the Oval Office. And one of them is in the realm of the business sector. And that is that he's asking the question that many people in Main Street America and other businesses going, you know, this is not the way to run a government. Where is the return on investment? We're putting in this money, and we, the people, as taxpayers, have every right and responsibility to demand a return on investment. And this is the mindset and the paradigm that he brings to the White House and also to the international community.
Yeah. Yeah, and once again, what makes the president so controversial is that he doesn't mince words when he says it.
Yeah.
He does not mince words at all. He doesn't couch it in diplomatic language ever. He says it straight out. He says exactly what he thinks in sometimes crude language, but he gets his point across. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about the United Nations, to couch all of that in diplomatic language is completely counterproductive.
Well, and this has been the problem. I mean, you know, look in our history. We just talked talked about, the Constitution and political correctness even back then. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it existed then because political correctness gives you coverage for those things that you should be ashamed of or those things that lack courage. So we use political correctness as opposed to confronting it because, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Now we've got to the point that nobody's feelings are getting hurt. And what kind of America do we have today?
Absolutely, Bill. So,
go ahead.
No. So I was impressed with Donald Trump's speech to the United Nations. I think he told it like it is. I mean, you and I have talked about this. I've got my issues with President Trump in terms of some of the way he's handling his presidency. But when he gets up to say what he thinks, he says what he thinks.
Well, and it is a shock to the international community. By comparison, for the last 8 years, they were very much placated. I mean, President Bush, if you recall, went to the United Nations early on because of the conflict with Iraq, all the resolutions, he was challenging them. In fact, threatened not even to bother talking to the United Nations because he saw them as a paper tiger. And there was a time, and this is what happens in history, like anything, there comes a time and season when you have to act. The Bible reminds us there's a time for war and a time for peace. And, we may be coming to that time for war if North Korea continues on the trajectory that it is. Not that people are looking for it, but sometimes, the environment, the cultures, history says there is a time. The challenge that you have is when you don't meet it head on with the appropriate corresponding force, then you end up in a Vietnam or something.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, Bill, and this is what I wrote about in my Thinking Out Loud Tomorrow. I think the diplomatic solution over North Korea is done. Okay, because the United States is never going to agree diplomatically to the one thing that Kim Jong-un wants, which is a united Korea, including South Korea, under his control.
Exactly. And being nuclearized. And right behind that, Iran's nuclear ambitions as well, Bruce.
Yeah. I think that for now, the UN, the diplomatic solution over North Korea is done, and that we have to start preparing. There are alternatives, including increasing our military, but also there are a whole bunch of other ways, from economic boycotts and so on, that we can start to put more pressure on the North Korean government. But I do not think diplomacy, in which we sit down with the representatives from North Korea and hammer out an agreement, is going to work.
And I respect that Nikki Haley and Secretary of State Tillerson have been pushing the diplomatic angle as much as possible. But it is clear. It is clear, and even from the Secretary of State, that the military option is still on the table.
It has to be, because there is no diplomatic solution. I would like to see, there are other options on the table, including, economic cooperation to bring North Korea to its knees economically, because here's, again, what is the purpose of North Korea's economy? It's not to help the people, it's to help the military.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Good stuff, Bruce, as always. Again, thank you so much for staying in touch and for being on with us on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency.